From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome in. And before we get to our first guest, I got some house cleaning, some things I really want to make sure you're aware of. You know, last week we spent a lot of time on ABQ Connect talking about the KLYT trip to Uganda. That is obviously still happening, and they are not on their way yet. But we do want you to be aware that in the coming weeks here, the KLYT team will be leaving for Uganda to assist Bev Rich and Deb Roberts at Called Christians in Jinja. And the team's going to be visiting hospitals, prisons, and doing work on the Called Christians campus. The trip is going to include a four-village teaching and outreach tour, plus a major evangelistic event in Jinja on May 6th, which will include music from Wilson Bugembe, Team Extreme will be there, and a message from Chip Lesko and more. They hope to reach thousands at that event. Now, the trip is the people who've paid to go on the trip. Still some money needed to pay for this large stadium event they'll be doing in Jinja. And if you want to be a part of that, go to klyt.fm, click on the, you'll actually see a banner that's the invite they'll be giving people for the May 6th event. Click on that. It'll take you to a place where you can give a one-time gift or recurring giving. And you can also call toll-free. Here's that toll-free number, 1-800-922-1888. And, of course, at the beginning of next week, Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, the sunrise service at University Stadium themed The Heist. Really looking forward to hearing from Skip Heitzig that morning. You'll also hear music from the Calvary Worship Team with special music guests, Stars Go Dim and Garrett Hornbuckle. Translations will be provided in both Spanish and for the deaf. It will be broadcast live on KLYT as well as YouTube and Facebook. And you'll find the details about the sunrise service at calvarynm.church. Don't forget about the Good Friday services at Calvary Church this Friday at noon and at 6:30 p.m. The noon service will include a blood drive that actually goes from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. In the noon hour, worship music and a message from Skip. And if you want to donate blood on Friday, you can do walk-up, but it's going to go much faster for you and everyone if you pre-register to donate blood on Friday. You can go to calvarynm.church and sign up for that. Under events, you'll find Good Friday and the link for the blood donation with Vitalant. So lots of things going on. Remember, no Wednesday night service this Wednesday, tomorrow night at Calvary Church, and no Saturday night service in preparation for Easter sunrise service and the Easter services. And if you tune in during those service times where we usually air the live service, we will have prepared a best of message, so you'll still hear a message from Skip on the radio, but no services at Calvary on this Wednesday or Saturday. I told you, some house cleaning. So there you go, and keep it here for more details. Welcome our first guest onto today's show. Tracy Rodden is here from Feed New Mexico Kids. Tracy, thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you, Steve.
One of the things I really appreciate about Connie and Tracy, I've made it clear to most of my guests when they come in, hey, we would love to get you back in.
Yeah.
And you guys are very proactive about reaching out and saying, hey, we've got some stuff we need to talk about, and we need the megaphone to let mm-hmm. people know more about what's happening with Feed New Mexico Kids. So what's going on?
Gosh, well, we're getting ready to wrap up the school year here. There's about 7 weeks of school left. And, you know, we're in the home stretch for that. that one of the cool things that happened with Feed New Mexico Kids is we were able to take all the kids that were on our wait list in the beginning of 2022 in the fall off the wait list.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, how many kids did that equate to? Do you know?
Well, we started off with over 500 kids on the wait list. So currently, if you don't know how Feed New Mexico Kids works to our listeners, I know Steve does, but we are kind of like a franchise where we're Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc., and we have a warehouse and we buy food and we pack snack packs for between 10 to 12 schools. And then we have church partners as well. We have 13 church partners here in the central New Mexico, all the way from Las Lunas to Santa Fe, that also have their Feed New Mexico Kids. So we go in and we help them get one started with schools near them. But currently, Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc., quote unquote, is feeding 1,600 kids a week.
Okay. Now, I hope I'm not getting ahead of the wagon here.
Okay.
But for our listeners at 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base.
Okay.
And 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 93.5 FM in Portales. I mean, it sounds to me, because, you know, you said it, Los Lunas to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's plenty of room for Feed New Mexico Kids to grow.
Well, statistically, right now in New Mexico, we have over 100,000 children that are food insecure. And when I say food insecure, the definition of that, just to be really clear, means that 100,000 school-age children from age 5 to 18, they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. Or if it's going to come.
Right.
And so I would love to get Feed New Mexico Kids into those areas you talked about. I really, you know, Las Cruces is really high in food insecurity.
Sure.
I'd love to get into there. If there's a church listening that's really interested, I will make the 3-hour drive and come meet.
Okay. And so if someone is listening in one of those communities, you know, there's all kinds of churches in those communities or organizations that may want to be a part of that. What's the best way for them to make that connection?
So you can reach us at feednmkids.org. Our information is on there. But the quickest way is just text us at 505-252-4341. And that phone is the Feed New Mexico Kids phone, and it's monitored and answered Monday through Friday, 8 to about 3 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, not on the weekends, but we will get back to you immediately. And we have a whole church packet. I call Feed New Mexico Kids ministry in a box.
Yeah.
We've, you know, been around since 2017. Holly Slade really perfected it with partners. And I'm just kind of taking the baton here for the last year. But we have everything already done. We have the marketing done that we can give churches. You just put it up on your screen. I come in, I teach how to pack, how to buy, meet with the volunteers. Often I speak at churches just to explain why this is needed, because there's that question that comes up a lot.
Right.
You know, where are the parents? Why aren't the government?
And speaking about questions, we wanted to make sure today, if you're listening and you participate in today's broadcast between now and 1:30, we're going to spend a couple of segments talking about Feed New Mexico Kids and what's going on and how to support it. Here's what you do. Just call the studio at 505-338-5790. If you have a question for Tracy about Feed New Mexico Kids, everyone calling today's show and doing a question with us on the air, we are going to provide you with a KLYT office pack, which is...
That's cool.
Yeah. It's our cool new little cup, and we've got some sticky note pads and a pen. Actually, you're using one of our brand new pens.
I was going to steal it.
Yeah. No, that's yours. That's
it's
a gift.
Mine. Okay, awesome.
Yes.
It has a highlighter on one end.
Yeah, and a stylus on the other.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And Michelle Schroff, I always give her credit. She called it the Swiss Army knife of pens.
She's my mama sister. Our kids are married, so that's cool.
So everyone calling that number, 505-338-5790. You have a question for Tracy Rodden about Feed New Mexico Kids. We'd love to get that question on the air. And you know, we always invite you, the imaging around each of the intros and outros for the show, invite you into the conversation. This is for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that came to mind, Tracy, when you were talking about these church groups getting together, you know, the clear blessing is the some of the security, hopefully, that's given to these children.
Yeah.
An added benefit. And it's kind of like almost any mission you're ever part of in spreading the gospel or sharing food like this, you know, doing kind things for our community.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have you, you know, you go to reach out to bless others and you're blessed.
Yeah.
You know, the these food packing parties or, you know, gatherings to learn more about it. You meet a lot of people you may not have, you know, built a relationship with otherwise.
Right.
So that's an added benefit. But so you mentioned 100,000 children in New Mexico that are food insecure, that being that they do not know where their next meal is coming from.
Correct.
Or if it's coming at all. I think most of us, we just can't imagine that.
Well, I actually grew up a food insecure child from the age of about 3 till I was 11. My mom, my sister and I lived with my mom, and she was, you know, incapacitated due to some habits that she had picked up that weren't very positive. I always want to try to be really careful how I speak about her because I want to honor her, and she's still, you know, living. And so a lot of times, Steve, I'll talk to people, wherever I go, I talk to people about Feed New Mexico Kids, and they'll say, well, that's the government's job or that's their parents' job. But you know, when you're 5 and you're hungry, you can't go apply for food stamps or government assistance, you know, and then a lot of kids are being raised by grandparents in their 70s or beyond, and they don't actually have legal custody.
Right. Well, or
and that's hard.
Or co-parenting.
Or co-parenting. Yeah. You know, we don't only have, excuse me, single moms raising kids, but we have single dads raising kids, one income. So think about this. In the beginning of 2022, approximately, a snack pack that has 13 items in it, a 1 gallon snack pack, cost me $3.80 to purchase. It's now $5.50, the exact same food. So everybody knows that the cost of food is going up. Gas prices, you know, everything's insurance. I just had to talk to my insurance company about, you know, raising my rates and things like that. So, you know, these parents and grandparents and caregivers in general are having to choose gas, food.
Yeah.
So these kids are getting food at school, breakfast and lunch. A lot of people are aware that the governor just passed a bill that they're going to give more money to schools so they can feed more children. But on the weekends, what are these kids going to do?
Well, hopefully they're going to get a Feed New Mexico Kids snack pack.
Right.
And how many of the kids in New Mexico are receiving snack packs now?
In the state of New Mexico, we have over 5,000 children that are being fed with Inc. and their church partners.
And with 100,000 kids that are food insecure, that's that is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm just pouring sand into the ocean, but God, you know, He's ever faithful, and every week we have a new church that's interested in partnering with us. And, you know, you mentioned about servanthood, which I think is the, you know, the core, one of the core reasons Christ came to earth, right? He was a servant. Yeah. Of course, he came to die on the cross for our sins, and he is the way, but he showed us how to serve. And a lot of times churches that I meet with, and in case you're a church and you're listening, because I get the same questions over and over, so I might as well just address them, right? They are worried that they might not have enough money to pack for a school if a school needs 20 snack packs, for example. But I tell them, if you step in the water, the Lord will provide it, you know? And we also help churches with food. Also, if they're not able to buy it. But what I've seen mostly is the hearts of the servants are being changed. They're standing in a group, packing these snack packs. And we all have something you and I were talking about before we went on the air, some type of compassion fatigue, right? Since 2020, I think we're kind of just now coming out of it a little bit, but there's that residual you know, we're just exhausted from all the issues in the world that we really can't do that much about. But we can do something about the food insecure kids in this state. And when you're a servant and you're being the hands and feet of Christ and you're packing a snack pack, you know that's going to feed a child. Like within 5 days, it's going to get to a child who needs that food.
Yeah, and it can, I have to imagine it can be overwhelming. Like you said, it's like pouring sand into the ocean when, you know, 5,000 kids out of 100,000 are receiving snack packs. Let me give this to you. And the others serving in other ways, you know, because we, like you said, we can become so fatigued as Christians.
Yeah.
I find myself more and more, it's like, come, Jesus. And I do believe he is. I cling to, trust in, and rely on that. That is my true hope, my confident expectation. However, and it's probably the Spirit whispering in my ear saying, do not grow weary in doing good. And there's work to be done in the meantime.
There is so much work. And for me, I feel really called to do the work in my backyard. You know, within 15 minutes of anywhere you live in New Mexico, there is a child who is food insecure. And so I just feel so strongly that we want to change our state. So New Mexico actually currently is not number one in food insecurity with children. Surprisingly, we're number three. So number one is Louisiana.
Has that changed?
Yeah, it has actually changed.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that has to be an encouragement.
That is. You know, and I'll take it.
And we have a lot more to share. I'm gonna put a pause on it because we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're gonna talk about things because, you know, although we're not getting calls yet at 505-338-5790, and you're welcome to call and join the conversation. We're going to kind of dive into some of those questions we know you're probably thinking, like how and when and where and how, you know, all that. We'll get to it right after the break. It's coming up on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're talking today with Tracy Rodden from Feed New Mexico Kids. Let me give the website. We'll try to do that several times now between now and the end of the segment. FeedNMKids.org. And actually, Tracy said something off the air, I think, that is really powerful. You know, of the 13 partners that you have at Feed New Mexico Kids, you said, yeah, there's no one coming and saying, you know, I really wish we wouldn't have done this.
Right.
And it kind of goes, I think, with what I said earlier, that I have to guess the people that are involved in those 13 partners are blessed.
They are blessed.
By what they're able to accomplish and see happening. To see New Mexico, thank you for sharing before we went to the break.
Yeah.
That, you know, where New Mexico was number one in food insecurity for children has moved to number three.
Yeah, we're behind. Louisiana's number one. Hawaii is number two because it has one of the highest poverties of all the states, and we're actually number three.
Yeah, priced out of paradise.
Priced out of paradise.
Yeah, it's happening there. But, you know, the ship is turning slowly. And you know, a big ship, you don't 100,000 kids, that's a big ship.
I think the Lord really uses these kinds of ministries to change the heart of the people in the ministry, as well as reach out to those who are needy. And I just want to say, kind of to clarify, and I know we're going to talk about the snack packs, but when we give snack packs, Inc. and our church partners, we do not expect anything from these children.
Right.
We give them snack packs regardless of
anything. It's unconditional.
It's totally unconditional. And we're just trying to be the face of our Father as closely as we possibly can.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important when we're asking for assistance for a ministry like this that the assistance that comes can be used.
Yes.
And that's somewhat of an issue. Now, listen, you can give financially to Feed NM Kids. You go every week shopping.
Yes. We order from Sam's Club because, and I get this question a lot. That's why I'm answering it without you asking. Sam's Club only marks up food by 2%. They make all their money from memberships. So we haven't found a better price with that has all the items we need in one place.
I mean, but you do, you know, you go shopping. Now, that's not to say the donations aren't, you know, used. They are. They're used in, however, some of the donations show up. And they're really contrary to what's been asked for.
Correct.
And listen, at feednmkids.org, it is clear. If you go to the website, at the top of the page, there's several, you know, you can click on Get Involved, About, Snack Packs, Give, Events, and Contact. And then there's a link to the social media. But click on Snack Pack, and it comes to you. It comes to you. With a list of the things, and we're going to cover that in just a minute. But actually, right now, we've asked for it, and let's go out to the phone lines and welcome into ABQ Connect. Who's this?
Hey, this is Pastor Rowley.
Oh, hey, hi.
Santa Fe.
I'm assuming this is one of your partners.
He is a partner. He's an amazing partner, he and his team.
Yeah, well, Pastor Rowley, thanks for calling into the show. What do you have to share?
I just wanted to reiterate and emphasize what she just said about generosity in the hearts of the volunteers and the people in the ministry of Feed New Mexico Kids. As soon as they said yes to that, and that's where it all started, with the generosity that we're experiencing in giving and serving in Calvary Santa Fe, it all started with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Oh, that's,
I love that.
That's an encouragement to hear, Pastor Rowley. Now, you know, if you've listened to the whole show, we mentioned not only the blessing it is to see the kids that receive these packs. But tell me, what kind of fellowship has that created in Santa Fe?
What it's done is it's made us have a great relationship with the school, not just feeding faceless kids. The next thing you know, we're trying to give away Thanksgiving meals this last season, and we had school counselors in the lobby of our church welcoming needy families. We got to meet whole families. We got to pray with whole families. And it even led into Christmas toy drive in Santa Fe. Guess who got the toys? The recipients of Feed New Mexico Kids that we already have a relationship with. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a domino effect, and it changes the hearts of the servants. And then the school sees that the church is there to serve unconditionally. And so when they are in need, it does. Like, he's 100%. Schools, you know, in the fall, will start saying, hey, we need pencils as well, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pastor Rowley, what would you say to an organization or a church that may be listening and thinks it's too complicated? It's too much work to do something like this.
Well, I know she's talking from her perspective of Feed New Mexico Kids on that side, but I just have to say, from our experience, and we're small, and we were concerned, like, well, how many packs are we going to have to come up with, and how much is this going to cost, and that sort of thing. And I just got to say, when we took a step into the water of trying to be faithful and obey God, he blessed us, and the generosity came from even business owners around the corner that were secular businesses that found out what we were doing, were started writing us checks to Feed New Mexico Kids. And we never saw that coming. Now we have relationship with even businesses and outreaches that we never even would have had a door open to before. The generosity in the heart of the church and in the community coming together, working together to serve the needy in the community, it was just, we were just trying to keep up now, because God's blessing so much. Like, what's next, you know?
That's so beautiful.
Well, Pastor Rowley, we're going to make sure we get that KLYT office pack in your hands. You'll have to stop in the studios next time you're on the Calvary Osuna campus. But thanks for calling in, and what an encouragement. We love hearing from you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. Thanks for what you're doing.
All right. And, hey, listen, if you want to find out more about what's happening at Calvary Santa Fe and what Pastor Rolly's doing up there, just go to calvarynm.church. And on the top of the page, it's real easy. Just click on Santa Fe and you'll get all the information you need to join them at one of their services, including Easter services this weekend. But great to hear from Pastor Rolly. And we kind of left off with the snack packs. And really, Tracy, the truth is, you're getting a lot of the items you need, but
yeah,
often you get things that aren't on the list. So,
right.
What's the best way for people putting packs together? You know, maybe it's families, you know, just dropping off stuff at the drop-off locations. What's the easiest way to make sure they're getting the right thing?
Well, like you said, at feednmkids.org is exactly everything we need. Also, you can call us or text us at 505-252-4341. And if you're not sure, you know, there's applesauce on the website, but, you know, maybe you're thinking, oh, I want to give kids a whole jar, and then you're not sure. Just give us a call or text us. We'd love to help you. But everything is on the website. And just remember, if a five-year-old can open it by themselves and make it by themselves, it's probably closer to what we need.
Yeah. And, you know, a real easy way to make sure
is,
like you said, go to the website, feednmkids.org, click on snack packs. Not only the list, Tracy, but pictures.
Pictures,
You know, and also
Instagram.
Right.
And follow us on Instagram, feednmkids_official. Please follow us on Instagram. I'm going to tell you, Steve, like, honestly, I'm 54. I'm not a big social media person. I don't have time for it. I don't want to expose my life. But it does make a difference. The more followers we have, will pop up more in people's sight. And the awareness is really, you know, a big deal for us.
Well, and I just keep going back to this list. It's very...
Yes.
Very easy to get the things that are needed. Tracy, what do you hope to see happen? You know, we've seen you've been doing what you've been doing at Feed New Mexico Kids now for a year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope to see happen now at the end of 2023?
At the end of the 2023 school year, so which will be at the extended APS calendar, June 1. My hope is that more churches will come alongside and understand exactly what Pastor Rolly said, that we just have to say yes to the Lord. As Christians, he's always asking us to say yes.
Yeah.
And trust that he's going to provide it and partner with us. And you know what's really cool about partnering with Feeding Mexico Kids also as a church is often churches in a community want to serve the community. So let's say a church will call a school and say, hey, we're Church ABC, we want to serve you. And the school might say, no, thank you. But with Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc., we can call the school and say, hey, do you have kids that need food? And they say, yes, we have, you know, 20 kids who need food. We can connect the school with a church and kind of be that bridge that is needed. And it kind of keeps the church in a really good position because we're kind of doing the, you know, work in between.
Right.
If there's any questions or concerns, that will be me talking to the schools.
Well, listen, here's the vital information for you to have. In just a minute, I'm going to give the website and the phone number. So be prepared for that. If you need to go get something to write it down, I want to reach back out. What I would like to see and hear about the next time Tracy Rodden comes in studio or Connie is here from Feed New Mexico Kids is to hear someone contacted you from maybe Cannon Air Force Base or Clovis.
Yeah.
They're listening at 90.7 FM. Or maybe someone who's listening at 93.5 FM in Port Talis.
Yes, Port Talis.
Or someone at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces. Or maybe you're in one of these other cities. And you said we go down as far as Los Lunas headed south.
Yeah.
But, you know, what about Boleyn or even Socorro?
East Mountains.
Yeah, East Mountains, yep. Mountaineer,
yep.
Moriarty, Edgewood.
Yep.
If you're listening, we would love to see you be the 14th partner that's assisting Feed New Mexico Kids to reach these 100,000 100,000 children
that will become adults.
Yeah, in New Mexico that are food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal is coming from or if it is coming at all. Well, we've got to put a bow on this, but before we do, and I'm still going to give the website and phone number. Tracy, is there anything else you want to make sure to communicate?
Hey, you know what? It just popped into my head. A fancy coffee is $5 plus. If you get one of those, if you skip one a week, that's the cost of a snack pack. So that is going to feed one child a week. That's $27.50 every day, 5 days a week. And it's $110 for 1 month to feed a child for 4 weeks with a snack pack.
Yeah. And it makes a huge difference in that, not only in that child's life, and we didn't talk about this much, Tracy, families are being impacted.
Well, a food insecure child is 2 times more likely to skip school, 3 times more likely to be suspended. And mostly, Steve, that breaks my heart, they're 5 times more likely to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Let's not be the state that's known for this.
Hey, the other thing I'd love to hear, maybe by, I don't know, 2024 is New Mexico moving from 3 and then 4, 5, 6, you know.
Praise. Wouldn't that be a praise?
Yeah, to go down that list of food insecure states, you know, move the correct way down on that list. All right. So I said I would give it. So let me give this and we'll wrap up this segment. FeedNMKids.org. And on the website, you'll find ways to get involved, more information about the ministry, snack pack information, opportunities to give financially. So Tracy can continue doing the shopping that she does and is a good steward of where she goes to make sure she gets the best value. You'll find events and ways to contact the ministry as well as the social media. Make sure to visit that too, because traffic on that moves it up to where more people are going to see it in their feed. So that's important. Here's the website again, feednmkids.org, and you can text 505-252-4341. Here's what I'll say. Text that anytime.
Yes.
Whether or not someone's actually manning it at that time, when they get back to it, they're going to get back to you.
We will, 100%.
And I'm going to testify to that, because it's the way that I reach out to Feed New Mexico Kids. 505-252-4341. Tracy, thanks for coming back in.
Thank you, Steve. I always have a good time on your show, even though it's a hard topic.
It is. And you know what? I'm not going to ask if you'll come back, because I know you will.
I will be back.
All right.